You're tuned to 90.7 KRWG Las Cruces, KRXG Silver City. I'm Leora Zeitlin. It's my pleasure to invite back into our studios Ariane Marcy, Executive Director of El Paso Opera, about a very unique opera that's going to be staged next week in El Paso, Cruzar la Cara de la Luna, a cross-border story and the world's first ever mariachi opera. Ariane, welcome.
Thank you.
It's great to have you here. I was reading about the opera online. It was, I guess, commissioned originally in Houston.
Yes.
And it's been performed in New York, in Arizona, in Texas.
It's had a short life, but a very, very active, successful one. It was commissioned in 2010, Houston, through Houston Grand Opera, and in large part with a partnership with Mariachi Vargas and Jose Pepe Martinez.
Who's the composer.
Right, yeah. Who's the composer. And it was hugely successful in Houston. And from there, it went to Chicago, Fort Worth, Los Angeles, Phoenix, New York, and Paris, France. And that's it. Those huge markets, very different from El Paso. However, we knew that if it was that successful in Chicago and New York, where perhaps the cultural is a little different, we knew that it would just have a relevance and resonate with the region here. So we took a big leap of faith and decided that we would try something totally different for this big. It's our 25th anniversary season, and we're kind of saying this is our present to you after 25 years of support and just doing something that we think the region will love.
Well, of course, we're right on the border, so the story is so relevant and timely. But what fascinates me is I was reading a review of the production in New York mm-hmm. from a few years ago, and the reviewer, Matt Crossley, said, immediately you knew this was something different when you came into the hall because there were whole families there. There mm-hmm. were grandparents and grandchildren. And then, of course, there's this, and that production, a fairly simple set, but this big mariachi ensemble lined across the back of the stage.
No, it's just so different. Mm-hmm. You know, and people look at you, you say the word mariachi opera, and I get a lot of people who kind of tilt their head and look at me quizzically. They're like, mariachi opera, what does that mean? You know, fundamentally, opera is telling a story through music. In this situation, we're telling a story through mariachi music because that's the most relevant to the culture that is displayed in the story. It makes perfect sense mm-hmm. once you're there. It does. So like I said, some people hear it and they don't think that it makes sense, but trust me, it does. I went to see it last spring when Houston was staging it again. And within minutes, I turned to the people who were there with me and I'm like, This is art. Like, how have we not done this yet for, you know, the El Paso, Las Cruces, Juarez region? It made sense because it already felt like home to me. It felt like something that was just very true to who we are with the music, but also the story that's being told. But you're right. It's a very minimal set. It's, you know, opera typically means these huge grand sets. This one's the absolute opposite. It's very, very minimal on stage. There is a screen in back that portrays these beautiful colors that kind of go with the mood of the plot at the time. But predominantly what's on there is this world-class mariachi band. So in the first scene, you don't see it. And then all of a sudden, the lights come up. And then you realize there are, I think it's 18 members of this mariachi band that are on stage. And they're on there the entire time.
Amazing.
They are a part of the show. We're using Mariachi Los Comperos, which is a world, you know, they travel worldwide. They've won Grammy Awards. This is not just some small mariachi band we threw together. They're a big deal. And it just, again, it's totally different than the traditional opera and different from what you necessarily think when you hear that word. However, it makes perfect sense once you see it. And it's just a beautiful story and an enjoyable experience. And I've been talking about it for a year now, and I am so excited for people to finally see what I've been talking about.
So let's talk about the story.
Okay.
Tell us about the story.
So it's someone coming to the U.S., you know, in search of that American dream. It's an old story in that respect that in other countries and the opportunities are not there, and you need to come to the States to realize the opportunities that you want for your family. And so The main character comes north, comes to Houston, obviously, because that's, you know, it's based in Houston, from how it was written, coming north from interior of Mexico, and he's doing it for his family. He it's hard for him to leave behind his wife and his child, but you know, you go north and there's money and there's security and there's houses and, you know, they all those myths about the riches that will be there if you go north to work. So he comes to the States and work and for a while goes back and forth. And then his family misses him terribly, and his wife decides to try to cross over into the U.S. and hires a coyote to try to sneak her across. And unfortunately, you know, it is opera, so there's tragedy. And so she pays the ultimate price, and the son is taken by the wife's family. So now the man is in the United States. Has lost his wife, is separated by his son. He wants to go home, but that's not where his life is. And so he essentially creates a new life there for himself. And when we meet him, he's on his deathbed. And he has his American family, but in his heart, he wants to go home. And so as he's on his deathbed and relaying all these family secrets, his son and his grandchild realize Dad had a life before he was here, and they want to reach out to the family in Mexico. But it's this beautiful story about just fulfilling the dreams that you have for your family and the life that you make because you have to, and the sacrifices we make because we think we're doing the right thing. And then yet also that feeling we all have of where our home is. Home is not always where you live the majority of their life. It's where that connection is and where that security and that love is. And ultimately, on his deathbed, he wants to return home. The title, Cruzar la Cara de la Luna, refers to, you know, to cross the face of the moon is the translation. And it refers to the monarch butterflies. And it's real interesting. The monarch butterflies have this whole plot point about how instinctively, even two generations later, the butterflies know how to return to this specific spot in Mexico. So it's one of those instinctual things that we don't understand, but the butterflies always find their way home. This is their home. And that happens with many immigrants. They come, they create a life, but it doesn't mean they're disconnected from the country they had before and the life they had before. And they have that duality of their life and the and he instinctively wants to go home. And so it's this beautiful metaphor with the butterflies and just the respect of immigrants. You know, it's just a story I think so many people can relate to. Another unique thing that I loved about it is it's sung in a combination of English and Spanish because it depends on who's talking. So the older gentleman on his deathbed is singing in Spanish because the older generations do. But his grandchild, who's been raised in the state, understands grandpa's Spanish but sings in English. That's El Paso. That's Las Cruces. I mean, we see that daily where you have the kids that are in school and speak perfect English, but also speak perfect Spanish with grandma and grandpa at home because they themselves don't speak English. And so I loved, again, the representation of our region. It's like it knows what life on the border is like, and we're seeing it up there when so many, I mean, we're getting better with arts and culture representing all populations. But for so many years, there was a narrow niche of the population that was represented on the screen or on television or on stage. And I love these things that are now that multicultural representation, because our region is one that does have so many cultures. We want to see ourselves up there. And so, again, like I said, it was 5 minutes into it. And I'm like, we need this show. This is us. And I got very excited about it.
The performances are going to be next Friday and Saturday evenings, 7:30.
Yes.
At the
Abraham Chavez. So yes, next Friday and Saturday, the 5th and 6th, 7:30 p.m. is start time for, and the Abraham Chavez Theater.
So even though it's mariachi, it's also opera.
Right.
So there are arias and there are And there are single arias and duets, I'm sure, right, and group scenes. And that's the other piece of this, is that it's not a musical.
Right.
It also has
the opera feel.
Absolutely. It's a serious story. And in the tradition of opera, it is embodying many themes, as you said, mm-hmm, love, loss, there's a journey, there's all sorts of tension, cross-generational stories. And so that's another aspect of kind of crossing borders here, is it's a mariachi opera.
Right. It's right? Crossing those crossing artistic
genres.
Borders.
Exactly.
Absolutely. And so I keep saying it's this beautiful marriage of the two, because the mariachi music, which is so identifiable. But then when you look at the singers, and we've got some world-class, amazing singers, some of which who originated these roles and have played them all over the world, so you know you're getting a fantastic performance, and others which have just had their own careers in their own right, and we're truly thrilled to get someone of their caliber in our production. But some of them are operatically trained, and so you have this, you have one person, we have the two main women whose duet is my favorite piece, the one I use in all my clips, and just I listen to it in the office. It's my favorite piece of the entire production. And the woman is operatically trained, but her counterpart is mariachi trained. And so their voices are both singing this opera piece, but with a slightly different twist on it, and their voices blend just beautifully. And so you then have, I don't know, it's just something that you can appreciate both with your mind and with your heart, but then also just with your ears for the beauty of the music that they are performing.
The music is written by, we mentioned his name earlier, Jose Pepe Martinez, and the book by Leonard Folia. And who are some of the singers?
So our two main characters, Cecilia Duarte and Octavio Moreno, they are the two. They've originated these roles. Ceci Duarte is this beautiful mezzo. I mean, she just, her voice is absolutely beautiful. I love it. Vanessa Alonso is Lupita. She's the one who's mariachi trained, and she is rather, you know, high up in the mariachi world. And so when Ceci and Vanessa do that duet, it's beautiful. So they may not necessarily be names that you and I recognize from everyday life. However, you go and you look at their bios and you realize, wow, they have this fantastic background. Same thing even with all the people that are involved. The music director, who is actually Chia Patiño from Ecuador, and she has composed and directed, been the music direction all over the world, has degree after degree after degree. She has taught, she has performed, she has composed. Like, her resume, I'm just in awe. The lighting director and the sound director are people who've both worked all over the world. And so the idea that we're bringing them all together for art, it's just exciting. It's exciting. Like I said, you know, this production's only been done in the large markets. And, you know, Chicago Lyric Opera and New York City Opera, we can't compete with that when it comes to dollars and people and any of that. I mean, these are huge markets. But we are so proud that we were able to get it here anyway. And so we decided to kind of get the production as a package because it is so new. There are very few performers who know it. Mm-hmm. And because of the quality of the group that has done it, instead of doing a locally produced, finding our own people and putting it together, we made an agreement with Houston Grand Opera and said, okay, what can we do to get this talent as a package here? And so that's how we chose to do it. Because again, otherwise, we just don't know that we would have been able to put on something of such quality since it's so new. You know, you're not doing something that's hundreds of year old that everybody has as part of their rep.
Right. And there are grand rights issues, and there's, you know, normally in an opera, you have to have an orchestra, you have to have a conductor, you have to have all the other things, the stage designers,
all
the costume designers,
parts, yeah,
you know, here. But anyway, the orchestra in this case is, as you said, mariachi, mm-hmm, mariachi Los Comperos, and then all these opera singers,
right,
and mariachi singers.
It's just, like I said, it's very unique. And anytime I have the opportunity to talk about it, I appreciate that because, number one, I'm excited about it, and I think that comes across. But also, again, people think mariachi opera, okay, that sound, well, you know, what do you mean? But it makes sense. Within minutes, you will be like, oh, now I get it. Like, it just makes perfect sense. Whoever had the idea, obviously, love of both arts, it shows respect to opera, it shows respect to mariachi. So it's not like either one is being left by the wayside just to promote the other one. It's truly a love and a marriage of the two. And we're super excited.
The opera is called, the mariachi opera is called Cruzar la Cara de la Luna. It's written by Jose Pepe Martinez and Leonard Folia, and it's being produced next week by the El Paso Opera at the Abraham Chavez Theater, Friday, April 5th, Saturday, April 6th at 7:30 p.m. It sounds wonderful. Cross-border story, yeah. And as you said, perfect for this region. Thank you so much, Ariane Marcy, for coming in.
Thank you for the opportunity. I appreciate it.